The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله أو بلغ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم has encouraged us to recite salawat upon him صلى الله عليه وسلم in abundance and the more salawat we recite the more benefits we receive, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. One very famous narration regarding the benefit of reciting salawat is one in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who recites salawat once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Yes, subhanallah azza wa jalla, 10 mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon that servant of Allah azza wa jalla who recites salawat upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just one time. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. So imagine the one reciting salawat 10 times, 100 times, or 1,000 times, how they are basking in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all want that, don't we? We want to enjoy the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being showered upon us. So the wazifa for that is to recite salawat in abundance, insha'Allah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We welcome our viewers back to another episode of the program, The Challenges of Youth. Yes, the challenges of youth, where we discuss various challenges that youth face and how to overcome those challenges using via Islamic guidance. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So we take guidance from the Quran, guidance from the Sunnah to overcome the challenges that the youth do face. And today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we have a wonderful topic for all the young people out there and elders as well. However, this program is a little more focused on the youth. So if you do have any young people around you, then gather them. Call them, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, let them sit. Let them enjoy this program. Let them learn from this program, from the guidance from Islam regarding today's topic. And today's topic is so beautiful and so enjoyable and so motivational, inshallah, azza wa jal, especially for young communities throughout the world. And today's topic is developing an entrepreneurial spirit. Developing an entrepreneurial spirit, inshallah, azza wa jal. First, we're going to listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're going to fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we're coming back and we are going to dive into today's topic and explore today's topic with the guidance from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
As-salamu ya nabi, as-salamu ya nabi, as-salamu ya nabi, ya nabi, as-salamu ya nabi, as-salamu ya nabi, as-salamu ya nabi, ya nabi.
رب کے پیارے راج دلارے تم ہو ہمارے ہم ہیں تمہارے رب کے پیارے راج دلارے تم ہو ہمارے ہم ہیں تمہارے
السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام
دے دیے تم کو اپنے خزانے رب عزت رب علانے دے دیے تم کو اپنے خزانے رب عزت رب علانے السلام السلام علي
يا رسول الله
مصطفى مصطفى
مصطفى
مصطفى مصطفى مصطفى منبع للصفا سيد الأنبياء مشعل في الوفا مستفيت فيه للجفا مدفا
مصطفى مصطفى منبع للصفا سيد الأنبياء مشعل في الوفا كان في يطفيه لليتامى دفا حن قلبي له فاض شوقا إلي ليس أرجو سوى شربة من يدي الصلاة علي والسلام علي للسماء تقى فأتى بالنقى وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا ہے سفارا سب حور و ملک اور غلمہ خلد سجاتے گئے ایک دوم گئے عرش اعظم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے ہیں عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا خلوت والے جلوت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
قمرون 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 سیدنا النبی قمرون وجمیل
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 وجمیل سیدنا النبی وجمیل
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله
وأما نبالغ كل العباد وأما نبالغ كل العباد وأما نبالغ كل العباد حبيب الله يا خير البرايا
قمرون قمرون سيدنا النبي قمرون
وجمیل وجمیل
سیدنا
النبی
وجمیل
بو جہل لئی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاو ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاو ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ
حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ
بو جہل لئی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا پردوں والی سلام.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي صلي علي يا ربي سلم علي يا ربي صلي علي صلوات الله علي. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ. خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ. اے چمکیلی رنگت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام.
السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ. السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ. السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ. السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ یا رسول اللہ.
رقت عینائی شوقا ولطیبۃ ذرفت عشقا فاتیت الی حبیبی فاهدأ یا قلب ورفقا صلی علی محمد.
السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ. السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ. السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ. السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ یا رسول اللہ.
انت نور اللہ فجرا جئت بعد العسر یسرا ربنا علاک قدرا یا ختام الانبیاء ایوہ المختار فینا زادنا الحب حنینا جئتنا بالخير دينا يا ختام المرسلين يا حبيبي يا رسول الله يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, MashaAllah. Again, we enjoy a beautiful kalam in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rejuvenating our spirits and refreshing our iman. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us all with an increasing and true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal draw our souls, our bodies, our hearts closer and closer to Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah Azza wa Jal take you all and us all to Madinatul Munawwara with Murshida Kareem. Ameen. Bijahi خاتم النبيين صلى الله عليه وسلم. As we've mentioned that today's topic is developing an entrepreneurial spirit. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to discuss this. We're going to learn about the virtues of it as well. Alhamdulillah. Now, Allah has blessed us that we live within this world.
We live within this world, and in this world we have needs. Most definitely we have needs, and it's difficult to fulfill all of those needs ourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us that we have become interdependent on each other. You see that one person doesn't farm vegetables and farm animals and sew clothing and make vehicles and process food and do so many other tasks instead. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed us that we all have some sort of task or some sort of work or career that we pursue, and through that, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we assist the rest of the community. Others of the community depend on us and we depend on others. So, for example, the one who farms vegetables depends upon the one who farms animals. The one who farms animals is also dependent upon the manufacturers of clothing. The general people are dependent upon the processors of food, those who process different food items. And the vast majority of the people are dependent upon those companies and those people that form parts of companies that develop transportational means. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We all depend on each other in some ways. We are dependent on doctors. We are dependent on lawyers, on engineers. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And the list goes on and on. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us that with our one way of working and supporting and assisting the entire community, Allah Azza wa Jal also gives us our rizq via that means as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So people go out in search of their rizq, but within those special fields that they have developed themselves in, Alhamdulillah. And Allah Azza wa Jal encourages us as well to go out and to search for our rizq. And Allah Azza wa Jal has made the brightness of the day for us to go out so that we may live, so we may seek livelihood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. And Allah Azza wa Jal has made the day for seeking livelihood. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal also tells us, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. That you should disperse upon the earth and you should seek the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal. You should seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so you see people sometimes even traveling in order to seek that mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, sometimes in the form of rizq as well. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So going out and striving and trying to make a living, trying to earn. This is encouraged by the Quran and encouraged by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give each person's rizq to them. However, we are also commanded to make that effort. We are also commanded to make that effort that many menfolk around the world, Alhamdulillah, they leave their homes in the morning. They strive in whichever way possible so that they may work and they may benefit their communities and earn a livelihood, earn sustenance for their families. Ultimately, Allah Azza wa Jal is the giver. However, they make the effort and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them with rizq, and through that rizq, Alhamdulillah, their families are supported as well. So going out as well, going out to seek rizq halal for your families, this too is such a beautiful ibadah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken of this in the ahadith as well. There's a beautiful narration in which it is mentioned that a young man with a good physique, strong young man, he was walking by a group of the ashab of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the ashab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed companions, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, they saw him and they commented, how wonderful it would be if this young man would use his youth and he would use his strength in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wow, how amazing that would be. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, and thus Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his blessed companions that if this man had left his home in search for rizq to support his young children, then he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this man had left his home in search for rizq to support his elderly parents, then he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he had left his home in order to search for rizq halal, in order to refrain from asking people, from begging from people, and in order to refrain from consuming haram, then too he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, if he had left his home out of pride, then he is in the path of shaitan. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful narration. What a motivational narration. that many people out there, they are leaving their homes early in the morning. They are striving, they are working. Now we should have a beautiful mindset. It's not just going out to earn. Alhamdulillah, you are going out to seek rizqi halal. Alhamdulillah. And in you going out to seek rizqi halal, in you going out to search for halal, pure, permissible sustenance, you are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you are seeking it for your children, whether you are seeking it for your elderly parents, or even if you are seeking it so that you do not become muhtaj upon people, you do not become dependent on others such that you need to extend your hand and ask or beg people, then too you are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for going out and seeking that rizq halal so that you don't have to ask others. Subhanallah, you are in the path of Allah azza wa jal because you are going out and seeking rizq halal so that you can refrain, you may stay away from consuming rizq haram, from consuming that which Allah azza wa jal has made impermissible. Subhanallah, how wonderful now, every morning when we wake up and we are leaving the home in search of halal sustenance. Now we don't have to think, I'm just going out to work. Now you can look forward to it. Now you can tell yourself, I'm going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, what a difference that makes to us. What a difference it makes to our day. Now when we are going out in search of rizq halal and our mindset is that I'm leaving my home and going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how positive we feel, how alive we feel, how wonderful we feel, and how we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when you are out in the path of Allah azza wa jal, how can we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now we should only earn rizq halal. When it is time for salah, then we will break, we will stop whatever we are doing and we will perform our salah because we are out in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the one in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he needs to be conscious regarding the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding himself being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us as well to go out, to strive, to earn, to even use our hands to earn our rizq. Subhanallah, there are many that use their hands to earn their rizq. That is their trade, that is their way of earning, but to strive and to do something. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged this immensely, alhamdulillah. You will find it in various ahadith, a few of which we'll quote today as well, inshallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that no one has eaten any food better than that food which he has attained through the hard work of his own hands. Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes further to say, indeed, the Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, he would eat through the hard work that he would do with his own hands. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. What a wonderful thing this is, that we are eating rizq halal, halal food which we have bought with hard earned rozi, with sustenance that we have worked for with our own hands. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. This is a great food, this is a wonderful food. So it doesn't have to be the tastiest type of food. It is barakah in this food that one works for and then purchases that food and feeds his family. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also encouraged. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that for one of you to take a rope and to go out towards the mountains and chop wood and then to sell that wood and then to eat from that wealth as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that for one of you to go out, to leave his home and go towards the mountains with his rope and chop wood, tie that wood. He comes back, he sells that wood, and then with that hard earned money of his, he purchases food and subhanallah, he eats of that and he also gives sadaqah from that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that is better for him than to ask the people for assistance. Then for him to go out and extend his hand and to beg. No, we should try, we should get up and do something. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged this, that instead of someone sitting at home and just weeping, instead of someone just sitting at home and relying on others to support them, instead of someone sitting and not doing anything to earn rizq halal and only extending his hand to others in order for them to help him so that he may support himself and his family, this is not good. Rather, The males of the home should stand up, they should step up, they should work, they should strive. Allah Azza wa Jal has given you responsibility on your shoulders. That Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you sometimes with a spouse, that you should look after your spouse. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you with children, you should look after your children. And Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you with one of the greatest blessings you could receive, that is in the form of parents, that you need to strive, you need to work hard, and you need to look after them. These are all ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal upon you. And Allah Azza wa Jal has left that upon you, that that is your responsibility to strive. Yes, you must do the work, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide the sustenance. It is important that we do our part. We do our part. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely provide the sustenance. However, when we go out and when we are doing our part in order to earn that rizq halal, then we've learned from the ahadith that you are in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal when you go out in search of rizq halal, of halal permissible sustenance in order to feed yourselves, your families, your children, your elderly parents, and to refrain from asking people instead, as well as refraining from eating haram. So subhanallah azza wa jal, what mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is descending upon us at all times just by us putting in the little effort, trying to do something, alhamdulillah, and Allah azza wa jal opens the way for us and allows us the great virtue of being in his path, subhanallah azza wa jal. But making that effort is important. That is our part, making the effort. One of our teachers would tell us, as-sa'yu minna wal-itmam min Allah ta'ala. Just as a motivational saying, he would say that the effort is from our side, the completion of our tasks, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is important that we strive, we do something, we take on the burden, we take on the task, we take on the challenge, and we plead in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal to open our way. And when we place our foot forth, when we make that effort, then you will see opportunities opening for you. Then you will see doors opening for you, subhanallah Azza wa Jal. But the one who sits back and doesn't even make the effort, doesn't even take the first step, how are they going to then complete the journey? There's a beautiful saying in English as well, that the journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. If we want to be somewhere, we want to reach our destination, we need to make the effort. If you want the rizq halal, we need to step up. We need to make an effort. We should not continuously be reliant upon others. We should instead try to be the giving hands instead of only being the receiving hands. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Many of us, our parents have supported us for a long time. Some other family members may have supported us for a long time. There comes a time when we need to make the effort and we need to be there for them. We need to assist them and support them. Just make that effort. Take that first step. Be courageous, oh young people. Be courageous. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make the effort. Go out in the path of Allah azza wa jal to seek rizq halal for your families. Subhanallah azza wa jal. There's a beautiful narration in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us such great and wonderful lessons. There was once a poor person that came to the beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking for something, pleading for something, requesting some assistance due to his poverty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have given, most definitely. He could have immediately given him something, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, all the entire ummah, such a valuable lesson. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this poor person that, do you have anything at home? This person said that, yes, I do have something at home. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, what is it that you have at home? This person mentioned two things. He just had two things in his home. And what are those two things? He mentioned that we have a bowl. And the second thing that he had at home, he says that we have a mat at home. These are the two items that this person had in his home. One bowl and one mat. Now we would think that this person is really deserving of sadaqah. And yes, many a times, such people who have so little are indeed deserving of sadaqah. But look at the lesson taught to us by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised this person that, go home and bring those two items to me. So this person went home and brought the bowl and brought that mat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had it placed before him, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told the ashab, his blessed companions, that who will purchase these items? So one person said that I will pay one dirham for these items. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told his ashab that who will increase upon that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was now auctioning these items to his ashab, that who will pay more than that first amount. Another person said, I will pay 2 dirhams for these items. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave those items to that person, took the 2 dirhams, and then gave the 2 dirhams to this poor person. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then advised him that take 1 dirham and go and buy food for your family. And take another dirham and go and buy that axe. So this person went away and he came back to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the axe, that metal part of the axe that we use to chop wood. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fitted the handle into that axe with his own blessed hands. Subhanallah, how mubarak that axe became. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that now you should go chop wood, sell wood, and I shouldn't see you now for 15 days. For 15 days you should go out and try to chop wood, collect wood, sell that wood, earn a living. Look at the mentality Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given this person. And this is the mentality that we should have. Learning from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a famous English saying as well, that give a man a fish and you feed him for a day, but give him a fishing rod and teach him how to fish and you feed him for life. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, that we can go out, strive, do something, earn. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. Ask Allah azza wa jalla to open our way, instead of us extending our hands and relying upon the mercy of others for them to feed us and for them to look after us. Yes, there are certain personalities and members within our society that their place is not to work. For example, there are children. We have women folk at home as well. That their duties may be different, but the duties of the responsible man, the responsible male, the husband, the elder brother in the home, those are different duties. The responsibilities of a father, that is a different responsibility. These personalities need to go out and earn rizqi halal in order to come back, support their parents, support their spouses, support their young children, and remember again, now when you are going out in order to seek rizqi halal, you are not just going anywhere. You are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal keep you all well, all safe in his path. Ameen bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continue watching Madani channel. Stay tuned and inshallah azza wa jal, we will see you on the next episode of the Challenges of Youth. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.